Hello everybody, it's Stefan again from the Stefan Butcher podcast, and here we are again. Yes, podcast number two, week number two of 2024. Let's keep up that cadence. So yeah, it's been very frosty here in the UK, certainly the last couple of days. Had my sea swim this morning, and I think it was just below 10 degrees, which doesn't seem much, but in a moving sea, yes, it has been very, very cold. But very good. I feel really refreshed. Had my 10k run first thing, so at 6 a.m. followed by the sea dip itself, which I love. Just currently on the way to have a sauna. Sounds like I'm just, you know, just having a jolly here, which partly I do, but I kind of like trying to, you know, stack time and stack different tasks at the same time. Hence, I'm recording this podcast while actually driving to have my sauna. So apologies for any background noise, but I kind of like that one take straight from the heart, whatever environment I'm in. So I'm hoping the audio quality is good. Anyway, today's sort of topic I want to touch on, like every week, is something I started to read on social media the last couple of weeks, certainly because the year started and everybody's got their resolutions, etc., etc. So that's all good and well. But there was one theme that stood out the most. And I kind of thought about a lot about this one, and people were posting things about like, what's my word of the year? Like a word that sort of defines your entire year. And I kind of was curious as to like what and how and why. And yeah, I mean, some people were talking about confidence, so they would do everything to build up their confidence. Some people would talk about, oh, their word of the year was money, like they would do everything that would, I guess, bring them in more income, etc., etc. So lots of different angles depending on everybody's circumstances and these sort of things. So that was quite interesting. So I thought, like, okay, what could my word of the year be, and how would it help me doing what I do? So I looked at my work life and the projects I'm involved in and all of that. I said, okay, so what would help me to drive all of these things forward more and more? And the one word that stood out the most, I thought about actually confidence, and I actually thought about money, or I actually thought about like being better here and there, etc. But that was all really, really vague. So the word I came up with was energy. Simply energy. One word, not two or three words, just one word called energy. And I kind of feel like if you look at the traditional marketing funnel, like, you know, the more you shout at the top, eventually you get something out at the bottom, kind of thing. And I thought over the last couple of years, when I was just purely on a reflection basis, you know, if you just look at that end goal, in that case, I don't know, make more money, you kind of lose, I guess oversight of things, and that might also sound weird. So apologies. But bear with me here. So in my case, I feel like energy. So the more or the things I work on, as long as I bring energy to the table, a client call, a new business conversation, projects I'm working with, how I am as a husband, how I am as a father, being present that moment in time. So as long as I bring energy to those moments, to those interactions, whether that's in a working life or private life, and kind of carry the people in that conversation further or through that conversation, and be positive and bring energy. Now, it can't always be positivity, but I'm trying to, but at least be there, do my thing, and be energetic and help that conversation come through. Because I think the more conversations you have, or the more energy you bring to the table, ultimately, if you just refer to that marketing funnel, the more conversations and the more energy you pour into the top, eventually something comes out at the bottom, right? So if you just focus like just at that bottom element, you probably like get stuck eventually. This way, at least, it just feels right, I think. I hope that makes sense. So again, I guess that's why I picked up the podcasting again, because that's also all about energy. It's about me sharing a story, my story, my weekly sort of observations and learnings and all these sort of things. So bringing energy to the table will eventually help to, you know, move things forward, and moving things forward eventually get you closer to your goal. Does that make sense? I would love to hear feedback, actually, and to see also what your word of the year is. I'm trying to post this onto TikTok as well, so if you follow me there, that'd be great. Maybe we have a conversation there. But yeah, hope that helps you further. And have a look, still reflect on the year that's just passed, and still outlook on the year that's coming, and kind of see how you would define your word in the sense that it brings you further, right? It's all about getting you further, getting you to the next stage. So 2024 is just one stepping stone to get you closer to that stage, whatever that means in your life. In my case, with everything I do, reflecting, being a, you know, busy family life and husband and father and multiple businesses involved in, etc., etc., life can get crazy. But if you summarize all of this, well, what's the one thing that takes you this a little bit further? And like just meeting my buddies this morning at my our 6 a.m. you know, beach run type thing, and being there, showing up, bringing energy, having conversations, that just makes you happy, you know, that makes other people happy. They all got something from that moment. So, and what they got from that moment maybe impacts them positively to take them, bring them further along their way. So that's basically, in a summary, my word. So hence I'm here on the podcasting. I'm more on socials now, showing up. So yeah, energy everywhere, I guess. So I hope that helps. Love to hear, see your comments in any written, visual, audio, whatever format you share these things these days. Hit me up and we take it from there, and speak to you guys next week. Bye-bye.